Mpala Capital City Authority develops an action plan to deal with the increasing air pollution in the city. According to the authority, air pollution is among the second triggers of death among both the children and adults, especially those with non-communicable diseases. Dr. Sarah Zawede, the Director of Public Health and Environment, KCE, explains that air pollution in Kampala stands at an index of 48 on average, saying that it's upon this reason that they have come up with the action plan in which they aim to create more awareness about the matter. She adds that the action plan involves issues of consolidating the infrastructure, monitoring and reporting frameworks for public awareness, but also developing of regional air quality regulations, including ordinances. Among the major identified drivers of air pollution in Kampala is the transport sector at 22%, industry 11%, residential 23%, and the dust at 14%. Speaking to journalists during a training on air pollution at City Hall, Dr. Zawede highlighted that they have managed to install over 100 air pollution monitors in Kampala, however imploring the public to desist from practices that contribute to air pollution due to its health impact.
So we've procured more monitors to evenly distribute so that we get the real quality of air. But for now, we put them near the traffic junctions, in the market, where people are everyday burning. So that's why you see that the quality is not good. However, it's still not good because people are breathing that air. So we need to do some work within ourselves and mobilize people to stop burning of waste, especially in the communities. People should know that when they are driving and they are in traffic, switch off their engines. People should know that fissure, what, total hazard effects on us.